Yes, Dean.
Mr. President, I have in mind now that I will go to our noon briefing where there will be television and comment on this gas business. That will hit all of the agencies and the principal papers. There'll be 50 or 60 of them there, plus television. And make a rather, just a very simple and direct statement that we are not involved in gas warfare, that we're not involved in the use of gas contrary to the Geneva Conventions. We're talking about a police means of controlling riots and mobs, that we were in a situation where the Viet Cong were holding hostages and intermingled themselves with innocent civilian people, and that the whole purpose of this type of weapon in the hands of police is to use the minimum force possible in the maintenance of law and order. And that if there are those who are concerned that we are resorting to gas warfare, that they can forget it. We're not. And try to put this a little bit in perspective.
All right.
Do you, I noticed that some of the British papers are beginning to have second thoughts on this. Have you seen that?
No, but I sure have second thoughts about these folks coming over here and using me as a forum. I just think that you and Mac ought to think back what I told you a month ago when this minister came. De Morville, too, and now we got Wilson, and I don't know what to do about it, but I just hate to see my allies destroy me. I'd rather my enemies do it, and I think that the investment that we've made hasn't paid off very well, and these four or five people coming, and I'm just shocked to think what's going to happen when Shastri gets here, and when Wilson gets here, and the rest of them.
If Michael Stewart had left off one sentence yesterday, everything would have been all right.
If he hadn't come, it'd been good, too. And I just don't think that with our foreign aid coming up, and the problem what it is in the Congress, this Wilson just practically destroyed us with the folks up here and using their own Declaration of Independence. I talked to some of them this morning. I just don't know when India gets through electing us, when IOOB gets through electing us. I wish we'd give a lot of thought to what our purpose is and why we're investing in this desert land and whether it's going to rain or not and what's going to be our return. It just seemed to me like we're reaping nothing but ill winds. And maybe we ought to have a little different policy on what to do about these things for a while. Just everybody wants to come and lecture us. There's no reason why we ought to submit to rape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm awfully distressed about it. I told Mac this morning to go back and take his notes on what I said about Wilson a month ago, what I said about De Morville a month ago. And I don't care if George Ball has been to see him. I just don't think we ought to destroy this country, and I think that they're doing it. And I think when Shastri gets through lecturing us, and Wilson gets through lecturing us, one more thing. I think we've just about got our country split up, and I don't think we ought to have him in that White House. And out there, I watched television all morning. He's standing out there in front of it just giving us hell. And when he promised he won't, but he still does it. I think I don't know what we'd do about Wilson. I don't know how you get rid of him, but I think you better think about that some. On this other thing, you go ahead and do it your way, the want to. I sure would like to see that that we put it in as much perspective and hard as we can and ridicule this idea that anybody, and I tell them the chief police right here in Washington, might use it on the people going to the Capitol tomorrow if they sought to, if they could save some lives and rather than shoot them. And you can't understand these people that advocate to. They're certainly not going to advocate letting the lawless element take over, and I guess they advocate using a machine gun on them instead of something that stops them for 3 minutes. But I don't understand that reasoning, and you sure they've thought it out, but it's strange to you, and it looks like panic, and it looks like they're getting pretty hysterical about something that happened. And besides, we can't tell the police forces around the world or the local forces or the Vietnamese or anybody else what they use. We're not using it.
Right. All right, surprise.